Susan Brown is a volunteer with the Ishkashita Refugee Network in Tucson, Arizona. She recently came to Fargo for a Bhutanese wedding and says that immigrants here have found it hard to make friends.
They aren't treated particularly badly, but they're received with a lot of indifference. They said that it was very difficult for them to find a place to rent, a place to live. They felt that they were being discriminated against. And they just see that people seem to stick basically to their own kind. I saw that there was very little diversity. We did meet a Somali woman and proprietors of several Somali businesses, and she did henna for people. It was all as if we had known each other for a long time. But we noticed visiting the business where she and her husband worked that there were, it was all Somali people. And all of them said that there was very little mixing. They kept to their own, habited each other's businesses, but did not feel particularly welcome by the American, the white population of Fargo.
Some Fargoans are trying. For instance, a community garden project called Growing Together mixes Christians, Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists. Katie Christensen also teaches immigrants at the Adult Learning Center and volunteers at the community garden.
Interestingly enough, I have always been interested in Africa, even though I had never been. And when I moved to Fargo, North Dakota, that's where I got to meet many people from Africa. Our community garden started with families mostly from Liberia, and it had already been going for a year before my husband and I became involved. In Fargo, North Dakota, of all places, I got to work alongside of families from Liberia, and then that has expanded to Burundi and Rwanda, and then to some Asian countries as well. I guess I enjoy what I do because, first of all, I enjoy working with people, and I love hearing people's stories. And so getting to work with people from other cultures, whether it be at school or at the garden, I get to hear their stories. I'm struck by how their stories are similar to mine, even though we grew up in different settings, and how they're also their world experiences have been much different as well, and there's so much to learn and grow from that. So I appreciate Fargo becoming a more diverse place, and I'm glad to get to work in the garden and the classroom.
Brown says immigrants could use someone to show them the city or welcome them and become a friend.
It can be anybody. That's what they said, just an American friend that you can ask a question to. You know, well, should we do this or should we do that? You know, what's considered normal procedure? And that's the main thing, is they're afraid of going against protocol. And because in most cultures, manners matter more than they do in ours. You know, there's proper ways of addressing people. There's formal and informal ways of doing things, and it's considered very impolite, you know, if you do the wrong thing, as opposed to, oh, no, well, you just didn't know, don't worry about it, you know, that's fine. But they're very worried about offending somebody by doing the wrong thing.
Yadav Nepal works at American Crystal Sugar, and he says that he has many friends through work. But he also says that it's hard to get to know other immigrants of other nationalities, and that his mother may be a bit isolated because she doesn't have a job.
In that case, like many of people who are uneducated, they're a little bit frustrated because they have not got a job, and they could not get in touch with people, like many different people. Though they wish to make friends from different communities, because we all are grown up in such a community where we can make a friend, and we like to make a friend.
Jack Wood is a leader with Growing Together. He says the garden can offer a sense of belonging to an immigrant struggling to fit in.
I think definitely some of the dangers would be, if they don't fit in, is probably suffering from depression and staying inside their house and just growing old. I think that our community gardens bring those people out into the community to work that, you know, 3 to 4 hours, which definitely is good exercise. And I think what we're seeing in a lot of the people that are coming over from like Bhutan and Africa, where they basically have probably just lived on like garden foods, and now they're in America and they're drinking lots of pops and they're eating a lot of cookies, that getting them good food, good garden food, and also the exercise that goes with that is very important to their health.
Gardening is a way to share common plants, stories, and recipes without losing sight of the culture of their homelands. Find friends, fitting in, avoiding discriminatory or awkward situations are all a part of what immigrants face when moving to a new country. Brown says getting to know other Americans can help in the process. This is Erica Lawrenson for Prairie Public.